John Bosco, Gwydor selector, a devastating defeat for your team.
That's probably one way to put it. All right, we didn't really show up in the second half at all. Like, fair play to Nick Connell, like they came out, you know, on all guns blazing, and they went at us, and you know, they got the couple of early scores in the second half. They got that goal probably that, you know, really rattled us, and I felt that, you know, we had plenty of chances. We turned them over. You know, we won a couple of breaks in the middle of the field. You know, but we took the wrong options, I think, you know, in attack, like, you know, the lads had a, you know, a few snatch shots at goal, like, with, you know, a bit more composure, a bit more time, we could have worked it in a bit further. But look, at the end of the day, it's not about us today. Like, you know, they've been here for the last couple of years, like, they know how to win games. You know, our lads are young, they'll be back again. Unfortunately, we're not looking at a county final, which we thought we would, you know, after the victory against Unions. But look, that's football, it's championship football, and you know, Newconnell, they're a great side, and they showed that there today in the second half.
Yeah, because you played some great football in the first half. Like, you really came out firing all off the blocks. Warren McNeilis kicking some wonderful scores.
Yeah, we did, and we went in at half time quite confident. You know that, you know, we played a very, very good half. But we said at half time, you know, that we nothing was won at half time of a semi final of a championship. And you know, we really kind of thought, like, if we came out and had we got into the game and maybe got the first couple of scores in the first 10 minutes, but they won the first 10 minutes of the second half. You know, they really did. Like, and they scored, I think, 1-4 to our 1 point in the first 10-15 minutes of the second half. And you know, we didn't really seem to have a response for them. Like, you know, we attacked, we worked really, really hard. The boys put in a huge shift, but again, like, you know, it just didn't happen for us up front. You know, it's we had the chances. We probably, you know, could have converted a few of them. We had a very, very good chance at the end there when we thought it was all over, like going forward. And you know, I think it was Keane Mulligan that the ball fell to. And you know, look, it's one of those things. It didn't happen for us, and I just want to wish Newcastle all the best in the final.
Yeah, Gavin McBride, he stepped up for the 45 at the end. He kicked a lovely free just before that. Yeah. It was a tough kick for him.
It was, you know, he played against Glenswally last week in the league game down at home in Marigallen, and you know, he kicked some fantastic points, and you know, he's been practicing, you know, and you know, he has a great strike. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen. It would have been, you know, a kind of a fairy tale ending for us had we, you know, had got another shot at it. But you know, it wasn't to be, and you know, that's the reality of it. Like, so we just have to move on and look again to next year. But you know, we're a bit further on, I suppose, than we were the last number of years. So hopefully, we'll be back here in the same position this time next year.